Many writers keep their unfinished manuscripts hidden in a desk drawer, or perhaps encrypted on a hard drive where nobody can read the files. But at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, some professional writers are taking out their unpolished, unpublished early drafts and reading those drafts in front of a crowd. It's called the Works in Progress series. Catherine Meeks joins us today. She recently did one of those Works in Progress readings. She teaches rhetoric and composition at UTC, and she's an environmental writer. Her Works in Progress piece was an essay about the Tennessee Valley Authority. The first thing I asked her was, why read an unpublished draft in front of a crowd?
It's been really useful for me with this project in particular to get feedback, I think, as it's developing, basically. I guess in part because it's the project as a whole is still very much kind of taking shape in terms of form, content, organization, all that kind of stuff. So it's really been useful to just get people's responses. And for example, at the thing here at UTC, several people in the audience, you know, just after hearing that one essay, had lots of ideas for other directions for research or kinds of other questions based off of that particular essay that I think can really just help that process of revision and eventually publication.
Meeks is working on an entire collection of essays about TVA. She says she first became interested in TVA's legacy a couple of years ago.
The history of TVA in all of its facets kind of brings together so many different areas of research that I was already interested in related to like agriculture, energy, production, consumption, environmental change in a particular area. And especially since this is pretty much where I'm from, it seemed just like a really interesting way to get into all of that kind of stuff. So as I started doing research, I was wondering if anything like what I was thinking about doing had kind of already been done, because then I was just thinking, oh, I'd really like to read something like that, you know, a more kind of creative nonfiction, more literary approach to this topic and this history. And I still haven't been able to find anything quite like that.
Meeks says she's more interested in writing about individual personal experiences with TVA and less interested in dry history.
I'm less interested, in a way, in a lot of that kind of official story of TVA, and I'm less interested in, for instance, I don't have any particular agenda related to the TVA per se, you know, the institution of the TVA. You know, a lot of things that I have found that are written about the TVA, or films about the TVA, things like that, certainly do have agendas either, you know, positive or negative related to this, the whole story of TVA. And that's not so much what I'm interested in as much as it is the kind of other kinds of stories that sort of orbit around a lot of that history.
Meeks is an environmental writer, but she says environmental literature can be hard to define. It can be much more than just nature essays, and it can encompass a wide variety of authors.
One that I was particularly have influenced by when I first started getting really serious about this was a writer from Georgia named Janice Ray, who wrote the book Ecology of a Cracker Childhood back in 2003, maybe 2002 or 2003. And she was one of the first people whose writing I read and said, that's a lot like the kind of writing I want to do. And it's changed a little bit since then, but it still is a great example of kind of telling the story of a place and in the case of her book, a particular environmental issue, but also telling her story, her family's story, tying those kinds of experiences together so that it's not just, say, you know, preaching about the devastation of the longleaf pine forest in South Georgia, but also talking about how an individual's, you know, family life growing up connected to that landscape really makes it, I think, sort of a more full, real thing for audiences to care about, too.
Finally, I asked Meeks, as an environmental writer, what is her take on Chattanooga's environmental turnaround?
Well, my take, after having lived here for just a little over a year and a half, is that it's really phenomenal in many ways, and I think really does set precedents and standards for what a lot of other communities who have this, you know, similar kinds of histories as Chattanooga do. And I just hope that the Chattanooga leadership continues to, you know, see those positive changes that have been made and really continue to strive to be a leader in that kind of role and doing things that really have a positive impact on the community at large. But yeah, I think it's great.
Is there anything else you want to tell the listeners?
If anybody has ideas for me about people to talk to related to TVA, that'd be great.
You can contact her through UTC. You'll find a link on our blog. And if you'd like to attend a reading in the Works in Progress series, one will happen this afternoon. Poet and professor Richard Jackson will be on campus today reading some of his recent work. Jackson's reading takes place at 3:15 p.m. today. More information about that is also on our blog, www.wutc.org. Just look for the Around and About page. And for Around and About, I'm Michael Edward Miller.